listener, you have tuned in to the podcast where music inspires. Every week, you get to listen to some of the most incredible artists sharing their inspiring creative discipline and some helpful tips for aspiring musicians. 9XM Soundcast is produced by 9XM, India's leading music channel, and I am Eva Bhatt. Hey listener, this episode is special for two reasons. Number one, it's graced by Sarod the Virtuosos, Aman Ali and Ayan Ali Bangash, sons of the great Sarod maestro Amjad Ali Khan. And the other reason being the purpose of their latest musical project called V for Love, that is to raise awareness for Justice for Every Child campaign that also features prominent names such as Ustad Amjad Ali Khan himself, Karsh Kale, Malini Awasthi, Mahesh Kale, Shubha Mudgal, as well as Karan Johar. Being gold medal winners at the Global Music Awards for their outstanding contribution to the global music industry and excellence in the classical music sphere, they have performed at the London Philharmonic, Adelaide Symphony, Singapore Chinese Symphony, Moscow State Philharmonic Orchestras, and many more. It's a privilege to be having both of you on this podcast, Aman Ali and Ayan Ali.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining. Lovely to have you guys. Wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us on the show. Thank you so much.
You know, I was listening to this beautiful album, V for Love. Let me say, the very purpose being so crucial, you know, this campaign, this initiative by Kailash Satyarthi. So kudos to that.
Thank you so much for your kind introduction and a very sweet introduction. And as you know, this album we have done for a noble cause, which came to both of us to give back in life, you know.
Right.
In terms of we've got so much of love and affection we have received as people from this country and all over the world, but there comes a time in life when you want to do things for other people also. So and why not do it for children, because they are the most innocent souls that you find on the planet. They are oblivious to anything. And this whole sexual abuse is such a sad story. It's such a big disease today, which is not being cured. Because I think of whatever reasons, you know, why this can be eradicated overnight, I think, but I don't know what the reason is. But anyway, Satyarthi ji is doing a great job and is fantastic, his contribution. And my brother Ayan and I have wanted to, come into this whole movement with him. And as we are only, we are gifted with music, I think that's only the khazana we have in our lives. So why not share the khazana with the foundation? And we did this album, and the proceeds of this whole album will go completely for the cause. And we plan on doing more concerts also with these artists, the lineup of artists we have, to make it into a tour and do concerts and raise funds for the and awareness for the organization.
Excellent.
And you please.
Well, you know, the thing is that the association with Kailash Satyarthi ji started back in 2014. We were, in fact, in Oslo on that historic day when he and Malala Yousafzai got the Nobel Peace Prize together.
Yeah,
and we performed with my father, not just at the prize ceremony, but also at the Nobel Peace concert. So I think that day itself, my brother and I, or, you know, we as a family collectively wanted to be associated with what he was doing.
Wow.
And Justice for Every Child was one such campaign that, you know, we really resonated with the work that was happening, you know, with kids growing up in my house also now, you know, we feel, I mean, I guess the passion kind of became more intense. In recent years. So like Aman Bhai said, you know, music indeed is the greatest wealth we have as a family, and we could only use that as a medium to, I mean, I don't know what we can contribute, even though the proceeds are going to the organization, but the main thing was also to raise awareness. There's a sad reality which still exists, not just in India, but all over the world. But in India, you know, I think it's very rare for most people to even talk about it. Everyone wants to just, you know, brush it aside or not mention it or not raise. So I think it's the first time when we've had such names of people who are actually associated with a craft that's quite traditional, and yet they're speaking about a topic which is so relevant at this point of time. So I'm just glad all these artists came on board and, made the project what it is.
Absolutely. Like, we, not only have, the great Ustad Ji himself, Amjad Ali Khan, on this album, adding his magical touch, but we also have Karsh Kale and Mahesh Kale and Shubha Mudgal and, of course, Karan Johar and many others. So, that just makes this entire, album, this EP so, heavyweight in terms of the content also, and the very purpose, as I said, behind the message that all of you are trying hard to spread through this beautiful musical masterpiece, if I can say.
So there was no thought behind. Actually, the thought was just to make it as divine as possible and make it into a nice album. We did not think what is the commercial angle when you're making the album. We're just keeping those innocent faces in front. We said, let's do something. And it so happened that everybody fell in place, like the album, because we played our pieces and we gave it to those musicians to do what they wanted to do with it.
Wow.
So if we played the first piece with Karsh Kale, it was Karsh Kale who then reinforced his ideas on the whole album, and then from there we took it together and then gave it to a programmer and then we clubbed it in together.
Right.
So it was not only Aman and Ayan doing the album, it was about we giving an idea for them to perform into it and then taking each other's ideas and then programming it.
Wow.
So ek ek track ki jagah mein agar overall we just talk that every track will have Aman and Ayan and the artist temperament. Everyone sang and did to their temperament. Amjad Ali Khan sahab was his temperament. Karan Johar spoke in his temperament. Mahesh Kale ji sang in his temperament. Shubha Di in her and, Malini ji in her. So it was not like her track ke peeche idea kya tha. Ek album ke peeche idea tha. Tracks nikal aaye usme, basically.
We actually started, we actually didn't think this will turn into an EP to start with. It was just a track first with Karsh Bhai that we did. And then, all these artists are, artists we've known for a period of time. We've been admirers, but we always thought ki kabhi kuch na kuch karenge. But, perhaps it needed a cause of this nature for that, that message, which was maybe internally sent out to the universe, for all of that to just happen. Because they all resonated with what we were doing.
Right.
And after that, like Aman Bhai said, we literally played creative hosts. We let everyone, take our idea and make it their own and kind of do what they do best. And even, we tried to transcend to art, because we have the prolific Paresh Mehti ji, who's done a beautiful cover art for this. Yeah. And that has been his contribution to the cause as well. So, true. And also everyone comes from such unique genres, be it Shubhaji's musical journey, Karan being a director, he's a friend, but director, and he's into so many other creative things.
True.
So Mahesh Bhai and my father, obviously, because he was Kailash's choice of artist on his big day in Oslo, I thought it's going to be incomplete without involving my father in the project.
Wow, lovely. Also talking about fusion music, the way you guys are taking Indian classical music on a global level. Your music is essentially Hindustani, yet it sounds contemporary, modern. So, your audience is of a wide range. Also, I want to understand how this love for Sarod made you undertake, the task, so to speak, of taking it to the next level.
I think the idea is, not to take yourself seriously or not to just understand that, what I'm going to do is right and, others are wrong. But the logic is that बड़े से टू गेट रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम एन एल्डर मैन इट्स मच इजियर, बट टू गेट रिस्पेक्ट फ्रॉम यंगर पीपल इज मच मोर डिफिकल्ट, बिकॉज बड़ों का क्या, पैर छू दो, कुछ मिठाई दे दो, प्रणाम कर लो, दे लव यू. But the younger ones will love you only if they respect your craft, if they think you're above them in the hero worship sort of a situation. Anybody, you know, I'm not saying about some one particular person. That is when you realize when a younger musician is respecting you, you are actually somebody who is going on the right path, I feel. So anyway, so coming back to what we've learned from Abba, and these are all Abba's extensions. It's not nothing to do with I and Bhai and me. These are all my father's extension. Everything is about, you know, he has guided us. He's told us what exactly, you know, how and what exactly to do and how to do it. And things that he could not maybe do it because of his stature and his, you know, because he's Ustad Damjali Khan Sahib, he cannot do everything. But then things that he has left, he said, you know, Ayan, Aman, you can try this and do this. He guides us, you know. He's the guiding force and my mother. So all these things that aap jo kare next level pe chalega, aisa nahi hai. I think it's all there. These are all different situations. And Sarod ko, we have introduced Sarod all of, in a, on a very electronic platform. Then making Sarod, as we call it, cooler. You know, I feel like, I think it's a cool instrument today. A lot of youngsters are playing it also. Because no one could, you know, with my father's demeanor and his aura, it was a very dignified sort of, you know, don't, let's not have him here. So, हाँ वो थोड़ा सा इज्जत है तो आई थिंक मैं ये नहीं कह रहा हमारी इज्जत नहीं है मैं ये कह रहा हूँ कि स्टिल पीपल वर ओपन इनफ टू आस्क अस टू वर्क ऑन दैट ऑन दोज एरियाज व्हिच माय फादर आई थिंक कुड नॉट डू इट वांटिंग टू डू इट बट ही कुड नॉट डू इट बिकॉज ऑफ things expected out of him. And I think age
the mental barrier fever. Yeah, the mental barrier between the artist and the audience, you know, that used to exist earlier, you know, because of, you know, as you said, you know, the demeanor and the respect for classical music, but there was that invisible wall. But you know, somewhere with artists like you and Karsh Kale and, you know, Gulbayan Chatterjee and such names, you guys are sort of trying to break and kind of break that ice between the audience and
also I'll tell you, earlier days it was difficult to earn respect, but today it's very easy to earn gain respect, but very difficult to sustain it.
Rightly
because
said.
Itna zyada ye social media aa gaya and everyone's become so basically transparent, naked. You know, one wrong tweet, you can lose your whole respect. One wrong, in the past, some actors gone given a drunken conversation, wo izzat chali gayi. To ab izzat bachane ka waqt hai aaj. So it's not about kamana, it's about bachana. Yeah, today.
बिल्कुल. और यू नो हमें ये भी जानना है कि यू नो अपार्ट फ्रॉम यू नो योर फादर बीइंग यू नो अ ग्रेट मेंटोर यू नो फ्रॉम द क्रिएटिव पर्सपेक्टिव एंड यू नो फ्रॉम द टेक्निकल साइड ऑफ थिंग्स बट देन यू नो एज अ मेंटोर यू नो व्हाट आर द थिंग्स दैट ही व्हाट आर द टिप्स एंड यू नो द गाइडेंस दैट ही हैज यू नो शेयर्ड विथ यू दैट्स गोइंग टू बी सो वैल्यूएबल दैट यू नो if it would be nice that if you could share with us on this platform some of the things that you guys can share that your father shared with you.
I mean, I think the eternal reality of the field is that you're always a student.
Wow. True.
I think the learning never stops till the last day you walk this planet. You are a sadhak, you are maybe a very humble custodian of an art form which has been around for years, it will always be around. You are perhaps just a medium for a few years. You do your bit and, you know, to the best of your ability. So like Aman Bhai had just mentioned a while ago, to not take yourself very seriously. I mean, you obviously, we've never, I think, taken any opportunity, any platform, any moment for granted. We definitely know that, you know, there's a queue out there of talent, and that's why as you grow older, I think your responsibilities to yourself increase, even creatively. You know, you want to just be better than your last EP or your last concert, and you need to be in a constant search mode creatively, because sky is the limit. And like I said, you're just a student till the last day of your life to this oceanic field of music.
So anything from your, you know, all your global, you know, concerts, anything in particular, any, you know, such special moments, experiences that you would like to share?
I mean, you know, honestly, all concerts, even if a concert is in the
city, you know, or
any small town, Hapur may be a concert. The same, we go with the same respect and the same same concentration that we play a concert in, let's say in New York or in a bigger Maharashtra, Pune, you know. So aisa nahi ki we differentiate between cities and concert venues. Ki yaar yahan venue acha to we'll work harder, and wahan pe we have to play in a college fest, so you know. And also Ayan bhai and I and a few other musicians, fortunately, unfortunately, we do not play for certain organizations that do not present classical music in the nice spirit in schools and colleges. We like the schools and colleges to connect with the artist directly, because one side the kid is seeing Bhangra pop with all 100 lights on it and thousand, you know, it's that whole glamour. And then suddenly, because certain organization, with your all due respect, wo bitha dete hain zameen mein, dari mein bichha dekar. So you don't want to show musicians why is this whole image of musicians as if fakir hai, gareeb hai, kha pet mein khana nahi hai aur aise phate kapde pehenke ghoomte. That is not about music. It's the music. The music has to be, even the best of dishes are served in the best of cutleries.
Kya baat hai?
Presentation is very important. It's not the food. Woh bahut ek choti cheez hai. Music is a very small thing by the end of it. It's the presentation, the respect. Uske liye ek izzat bachcho ko aapko. So our journey with this album is also to connect with kids and make them hear music in the biggest, vast canvas. You know? So anyway, so I went a bit off the topic. But anyway, all these venues are lovely, lovely memories. Especially the time we've been able to spend, we are spending, and inshallah, God willing, we'll be spending with our father, Guru. So these are all moments. These are all very precious moments.
Ayan, if you would like to also...
I mean, it's hard to mention one. There have been so many, and every moment has literally been a very humbling experience. It's been a blessing. Some concerts you remember for the content that happened on stage. Some you remember for the opportunities. Some you remember for the moments. You know, there's so many. I think every concert is as important. Every moment is as important. So, but again, you just, as artists, you know, so there are times that you land in a city and say, perhaps we did come here 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You actually sometimes lose count. I mean, back in the day when the live shows were happening so frequently, especially in the US, that used to happen. We would recognize, I think we played here from the airport. I mean, that's also happened. So that's why you remember moments and you just thank Almighty and you're just grateful for those moments, you know. And like I said, I think the main training which has been inculcated to us is humility before musical fireworks. And that's something which pretty much is our internal motto as well.
Because see, in our music has two very main words which has to be worked on. One is riyaz and one is mijaz.
Kya baat hai? Kya baat hai?
To agar ye mijaz aur riyaz aapke andar nahi hai, to you are on the wrong track of, you have to have that. Because music is, our concert is not that 1 hour on stage. Our concert is those 23 hours apart from stage.
Wow.
So because music is not just practice, a profession, it's a way of life also.
Way of life.
Yeah. No, and also that 1 hour that you're performing at a venue is your report card. This is what you are right now. But what took you till there is those 23 hours before that 1 hour. So you look confused wow. ho jate hain log life mein. So kya hai ki mijaz hona bahut important. Because mijaz is that bartan jis pe music is the dish to serve hota hai. Because you'll see a lot of musicians who are very talented and very hard, very talented, but tamiz ek number, unka naam hi nahi hota. Aur kuch musicians hain, I would like to put myself in that belt, jo average hain, hum jaise log, mujh jaisa aadmi. Lekin kyunki tehzeeb tamiz mein abhi bhi jude hue hain, to people pyar karke bula lete hain.
Kya baat hai, kya baat hai?
You know, so that is, so it's very important to temperament achha rakhna hai, jhuk ke rehna hai. You don't have to ever think you are the best. You always have to believe that you are not the first, you will never be the last. और आपसे दूसरे अच्छे हैं और बस यही दुआ करता हूँ कि खुदा साज हमसे प्यार करे. बस जिस दिन आपके इंस्ट्रूमेंट ने आपको अपना लिया, यू बिकम द ब्रांड एम्बेसडर ऑफ द इंस्ट्रूमेंट, देन नो वन कैन कम नियर यू. तो साज, दुआ ये कि साज आपको अपनाए.
क्या बात है, क्या बात है, लवली. थैंक यू सो मच फॉर शेयरिंग दिस. एंड यू नो, और भी हमें बताएं कि यू नो अमान एंड आयन, दैट यू नो किस तरह से हम यू नो सरोद जैसे यू नो इतने यू नो ब्यूटीफुल इंस्ट्रूमेंट को, ना सिर्फ सरोद की हम बात करें, अगर हमारे कई सारे दूसरे यू नो इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स हैं, उनको किस तरह से हम यू नो उसका जो यू नो अपील है वो हम बढ़ाएं, लोगों जो अट्रैक्शन है यू नो विद दिस यू नो सर्ज ऑफ इंडिपेंडेंट म्यूजिक एंड द डिजिटल बूम, यू नो हाउ कैन वी सॉर्ट ऑफ टेक इट अप टू द नेक्स्ट लेवल. एनी आइडियाज, एनी थॉट्स, सिंस यू गाइज आर पायनियर्स इन दैट एंड यू गाइज आर यू नो कॉन्स्टेंटली कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग, वन ऑफ या एंड कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग, कॉन्स्टेंटली कॉन्ट्रीब्यूटिंग.
आयन, यू वांट टू आंसर?
No, you know, I mean, next level technically is a very vast term. Next level kya hai, ye khuda hi janta hai, very honestly speaking. We, I don't think, ever did anything for results. We did it because it was a creative need at that point of time. My brother and I think, started doing experimental music relatively later. It was only in the mid-2000s we started doing, you know, experimental work with electronic music, with right. thematic albums and a whole lot of things. Prior to that, we did the whole, you know, it was only classical concerts, not because we didn't want to, the creative urge wasn't there till that time. And when one felt, you know, now is the time, let's see how this looks. But again, we always kept a balance. I think predominantly wanted to be always and still want to be known as a classical musician, but yes, your collaborative side is a whole different side to you. So, you know, sky is the limit. Now, from 3-minute tracks, we've gone to 30-second reels. Ab iske aage kya hoga, I really don't know. But again, there's no shortcut to, you know, to making your craft better.
Wow.
What Aman Bhai said about, you know, Mijaz and Reyaz, all those things, it all, that can't change. Chahe wo reel ho ya कल जाको 3 सेकंड का कुछ आ जाए, बट योर क्राफ्ट हैज टू हैव यू नो समथिंग टू इट.
आपने जो भी बोला ना, सो देयर इज नो प्लान एंड देयर इज नो प्लान टू अपलिफ्ट एनीथिंग. नो वन न्यू कोविड विल कम,
ट्रू,
राइट? सो व्हाट आई एम सेइंग, म्यूजिक इज कनेक्टेड टू नेचर. व्हाट इज नेचर? स्लो एंड स्टेडी विंस द रेस, राइट? लाइक द वे अ प्लांट ग्रोज. It grows into a mango tree. It takes a 6 months. It doesn't grow overnight. And that's why the fruits are so tasty. Right? Kehne ka matlab hai, the only thing which is in our control, as my brother mentioned, that riyaz karo. Keep practicing, keep walking, and just keep your head down so that you don't miss a pothole and fall down on the. Don't look up and run, because you will fall. Idea is, be humble, look stupid, look hungry, and just keep working hard.
Love
and grow in silence. Yeah.
Kya baat hai. You know, what are the some of the hardest lessons, you know, that, you know, you guys have learned over the years? Any particular such experiences or, you know, at that point of time, looking back, you know, to your growing years while learning from your father, you know, any such lessons that you guys learned the hard way or anything?
I personally want to tell all the youngsters today, do not be embarrassed of your dreams. Even if you want to be a stand-up comedian, today we have India's comedian today. People must have been laughing at him. For example, they're very comedian, stand-up comedian, but today he's the hottest selling guy, Mr. Sharma, for example. So never question your dreams. Never be embarrassed of your ideas. Never be embarrassed of your dreams. Chase them. Because if you're not chasing them, somebody else is chasing them. So I personally feel that as a growing child, have full faith in your parents and your siblings. Do not involve outsiders into the family too much, because wahan se problem shuru ho jata hai sara. So have faith that my parents are my biggest well-wisher, my brother or my sister are my biggest well-wisher. And keep the faith. That is where हाँ वो आप रखोगे तो आपको जिंदगी में कोई कठिनाइयां नहीं होंगी. I think the day you start doubting your own family, you start doubting your own journey, you start creating a lot of speed breakers, and you just have, you know, you just, your journey will become slower. So just, and have faith in God and just be a nice person. It's very simple.
You know, there are many defining moments. It's hard for me to just mention one. So I think life is maybe a bouquet of defining moments. Life is your journey eventually reflects onto your life as well. You become a certain way because of your experiences, because of your highs, your lows, your ups, your downs, all of that. And that, as an artist, also reflects onto your music.
True.
So watch out for those defining moments. Remember those moments and remember every moment, because it all adds on to who you are as a person in the years and as an artist in your eventual journey called life.
And have gratitude.
Gratitude.
Even if someone has given you a cup of tea, be thankful. Pani diya, thankful. Thank you. Sabko thank you kaha. Kisi ne darwaza khol diya, aapke liye thank you.
Amanda, can you send me a cup of tea, please?
I'll send it to you once we're done with the interview.
Yeah, please do. Shakkar Alex.
So, purani kahawat hai, ki even a daughter will not allow her own parents to enter the room with kichad on the juta.
Oh.
Or your own mother will not allow you to enter the room. The mother who loves you the most, if your shoes are dirty. Kehne ka matlab, sangat saaf rakho. Your friendships, your sangat has to be good. If that sangat is wrong, somebody will block your journey. Sometimes you don't realize that the whole journey of life we finish, not realizing that it is that those two or one negative person that were around us, because jiski nazar se aapka kaam nahi hota hai kabhi. ये गलत होना शुरू हो जाता है आपके साथ. तो जहां हम लोग ये बड़ी बड़ी जगह है जहां हम जाते हैं मत्था टेकने शिद्दत से और आस्था से, वहां पे ये दो ही चीजें मैंने सीखी हैं, तीन चीजें. एक तो आप पेशेंस रखो, ग्रैटिट्यूड रखिए और संगत अच्छी रखिए. नथिंग विल गो रॉन्ग विद यू एवर.
थैंक यू सो मच लिसनर. डू चेक आउट वी फॉर लव बाय अमान अली एंड आयान अली बंगश. यू नो एनी मैसेज फॉर द लिसनर्स, योर फैंस?
प्लीज एजुकेट चिल्ड्रन. If you can, please contribute money. Please support young kids, because they are the future of our country, and they are innocent. They're very innocent. They don't know anything. So please do not let them lose their innocence. Let their innocence, and please support them. Please contribute whatever you have. एक हफ्ता बाहर मत जाइए खाना खाने. वो पैसे आप कहीं डालिए, वहां से उन बच्चों को एक साल का खाना निकल आएगा.
क्या बात है.
So just contribute. Yeah.
Yeah,
every donation will make a difference, the main reason of putting the CP together, of course, apart from the creative satisfaction, has been the fact that we just want to raise awareness for justice for every child. And please donate to the campaign. The links are, written in all our handles and in our bios and all of that. So I really hope that we make a difference in our humble way. Through
We For Love. Wow. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love it. To be honest, aisa nahi ki 10-10 ghante dekh rahe the, but when you're flipping channels, you have a very nice selection. To acha lagta hai dekhkar. You guys are doing a great job. Fantastic.
Thank you so much. Ayan.
Yeah, anything that is connected to music is family to us. So I think we're all one big musical family, and the language spoken is all the same 12 notes. So, it's amazing work you all are doing, and please continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. Such a pleasure. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be a student always. There is no shortcut to making your craft better. Riyaz is important because music is related to nature, and nature is slow and steady, so you need to nurture music. I like what Aman Ali said, dua yahi hai ki saaz aapko apnaye. And lastly, stay humble and grateful. Humility before musical fireworks. Kya baat hai? It's always a matter of immense pride whenever I have someone from the rich heritage of our Hindustani classical music. Like they say, it's a deep ocean, and one can find beautiful pearls of wisdom, knowledge each time.
So stay tuned to this podcast, listener, where we strive to bring to your ears some exclusive gems from our music industry. Share with me your experience of listening to this episode. You can either email me or DM me on my Instagram handle at Eva Bhatt Podcast or at 9XM India. We upload interesting video clips of this podcast on our social media handles and on YouTube, so that will give you a visual side of this podcast. This is me, Eva, signing off for now. See you guys next week with a new episode, new artist.